Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you once again in this wonderful sanctuary we have here at Faith Community. It is a wonderful place for us just to sit and rest in the Lord's presence. And also, of course, we rise and sing and do that as well, because the Lord is with us no matter where we're at and how we're functioning. The Lord is always there for us. I want us to look at a few announcements today. There's quite a few. I'm going to just touch on a couple of them, and there's some that aren't in here that I'm going to share. First, the last hymn is number 664, not 684. So make sure you know that. You'll tell you again, but just in case you want to be prepared, I just wanted you to know. Also, the Mongolia, throughout Lent, we accepted donations towards our Mongolia Initiative mission, and we had received $2,251 during that time. So thank you for that. They're going to be able to use that. Yep. Thank you. They will be blessed with that, and we'll get a report back from them, you know, a month or so from now, and to see how things are going. But thank you again for that response. We really appreciate that. Also, SBRC meets tomorrow at 7, so if you're on that team, make sure you have that on your calendar. There's an opportunity today, the Mental Health First Aid. It's part of our Stephen Ministries network. If you want to be a part of that and see what they have for you today, that's at 2:30. That's on the line. And also, the Lifeline screening. That's something we've been doing for several years here. It's an opportunity if you want to see how your health is on a broad scale. You can sign up for that screening, and that is going to be here on May 4th. And coming up, just put it on your calendar, just pencil in May 17th. We're having a church potluck. There's going to be some activities with it. Just put it on there and make sure you come. It'll be a great time for us in many different ways. But hopefully you can set that aside as something, as an important date for us as the church to get together. Also, Vacation Bible School is coming up in beginning of June. Seems like it's far away, but it's really only, you know, 6-7 weeks away. So we're going to be doing, it's a one-day event. So Carla is looking for people in different ways to help support that. So if you can be a part of that, talk to Carla. So with that, let us take our time just for a moment as we receive the prelude this morning, and let us just set ourselves before the Lord for our time of worship.
Amen.
Please stand as you are able for our call to worship. As we gather today, we face a choice.
We have said that God is our choice.
We have said that in Christ's presence there is always joy.
We have said that the Holy Spirit is our truest guide.
Now we must ask, do we mean it?
With confidence, let us explore what has found good God is.
And please remain standing for our opening hymn, Shout to the Lord. Printed in your bulletin, we will sing it twice through.
Please join with me in the opening prayer as printed in your bulletin. Lord, hear us as we call on your name. Give us courage to answer Jesus' call to be at his right hand. For in him there are pleasures forevermore. Let our prayers interrupt you and never cease. As we join in worship, may your matchless name be lifted high. Amen. Can all children come forward for the children's moment?
Are there any older children that want to come? Okay. We got a couple. Come on down.
So today is graduation Sunday. A few people today have asked me, what am I going to do next year? A lot of people actually have asked me that.
We'll ask you again in a little bit.
The definition of graduation is the successful completion of anything. Most of the time it's school. So this year I completed high school at Cedarville High School, and next year I'm going to Wittenberg University. What is something that you have completed this year?
I'm finishing baseball.
And what do you plan on doing next year?
I'm going to run track.
Micah, have you graduated from anything this year in life?
This year, my injury, I have continued to grow and become better with my condition. So I've graduated from being injured to being more better.
Have you guys finished anything this year that next year will be different? Whether it's in school or sports or any extracurriculars that you guys do? You guys want to share? So the next chapter in my life is at Witt. And sometimes next chapters can be scary. Like, Luke's probably really scared at going to track next year. Lots of running. A lot less than baseball, at least. So, we just need to have faith in God in those next steps, and because God will always have your back, and He will be there for you. So, yeah, that's all I have for you guys today. There's candy or snacks back over there. Go find Micah. Here's the snacks. The prayer hymn is "This Is the Day" in your hymnals, number 657.
Let us go before our Lord in prayer on this day that the Lord has made. Let us pray. Amazing God, You are so wonderful. You give us a new day each and every day. It doesn't really matter what has gone on before. You give us a new day to see how we can live into it. And better than that, God, You don't just let us go about our way. You're willing to do that, but You're also more than ready to walk with us. Lord, on this day, we ask that You would come, be among us, be in our presence, and may we invite You in, that we will be able to truly see how each day is something new, something glorious, something amazing. Even in those times when it doesn't look so amazing. Even today, we came out of our homes and came to the church and it was cloudy. But in the midst of that, there is still an amazing view that You gave us. The clouds all each have their own way of sharing what life is, just by a different nuance in the cloud. If we take the time to recognize it, it is amazing what You have created. So we can see how You love us, just if we take the time to look. Lord, continue to be with us. Continue to draw us closer to You. Continue to work in us and show us all of this beauty that is. In the way that You have navigated with us through life. Invite us to look back on our journey. And as we're just talking about with Will and the youth and the children about transitions, and looking forward, recognizing we came from somewhere. Lord, in it all, You are taking us. You are taking us to be with You in ways that we don't even know. But as we walk with You and trust in You, You can show us amazing things and do amazing things in us and through us as we turn our life to You. So give us courage in this day that You have made to rejoice in all that we have and to rejoice in You, O God. Let us now share with one voice the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, as I mentioned, we received that $2,251 for the Mongolian Mission Initiative. And that is just one way that we give back to see how God can work with different missions even across the world. But believe it or not, we have missions right here in Xenia and the areas that are surrounding it. And as the church, the only way we make that happen is if we participate in it together. And part of that is giving a little bit back from what we've already been given. Ushers, would you please wait upon us? Please join together in the prayer of dedication. Shepherd of our souls, we thank you for the love that flows through our lives. May this love flow through these gifts, that no one may be in need. Work through this offering and through our very lives, that your community of love may be established here on earth for all the sheep of your fold. In your holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Today's scripture reading comes from Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Well, for just over 3 years now, I have shared my life with you as pastor of Faith Community. I have tried to share aspects of my personal story with you to hopefully connect with you on a deeper level. And sometimes sharing my story prompts you to share yours with me. And I do appreciate those interactions where we can, you know, just be a little vulnerable to each other. When we share, we discover how much in common we all have in this journey we call life. See, life can be hard and complicated, mostly because we humans have made it that way when we became the center of our lives rather than God being our center. Our selfishness in nature has a way of just pushing God away. So instead of God being the center of our life, the Lord becomes another object of our curiosity. Depending on our family's heritage and cultural upbringing, we may hear about God or gods, or perhaps nothing about any God. Our first introduction to God may even come later in life when we least expect it. Many times, as was the way with my own life, God is just the backdrop of the faith that we are introduced to, which is defined by specific statutes to follow and practices to participate in. Our faith becomes a quest for knowledge and a pursuit of obedience. And to be honest with you, this kind of faith was okay with me, being a person who mostly functions from an analytical perspective and appreciates rules of order that we can all follow and be held accountable to. However, this kind of faith can only take us so far. I became aware of that truth when I was going through the ordination process to be an elder of the United Methodist Church. And through my seminary studies. You see, I was pretty good at gathering the information and reciting what I learned to answer the questions that I was asked and to write the papers that were required for credit. However, I was challenged when my professors and my boards of ordained ministry asked me to connect what was in my head with my heart. They said things like, "We can tell you are trying to get the right answers. But what does it really mean to you?" During the ordination interviews, the board would ask questions like, "Who is God? How does the statement, 'Jesus is Lord,' affect your life? How does it feel to be justified by grace?" Now, the answers to these questions don't exist in a book. Friends, we too often settle for a faith that is based on knowledge and obedience rather than heartfelt experience with the Lord our God. Now, the Christian faith invites us into a real relationship with God who has been revealed to us in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as shown in the Scriptures through the stories of real people and real circumstances and through our own life experience. in the life, death, and resurrection of the Son, Jesus Christ. We are more readily able to experience a faith journey that is a relationship with the Lord, which moves us from the mundane existence of ritualistic belief to the wonder of life with God. See, we must open ourselves to this kind of a life of wonder. And to help us, I want to turn to the poetry of the psalmist that invites us to move out of our heads and into our hearts to express that the Lord our God truly is the center and joy of our life and not just an object of our curiosity. Looking at this Psalm 100, let's discover why should we all shout for joy to the Lord? Now, this psalm is believed to have been written after the Jews returned from exile. It is a worship song which was sung in the rebuilt temple. After returning, their life wasn't easy and fancy-free. It was still a struggle. But they were free to worship. So even after all they endured, they gathered to sing, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs." And in verse 4, they continued rejoicing as they sang, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." Friends, the sole source of the joy, gladness, thanksgiving, and praise is the Lord. This never changes, and we are invited to worship the Lord with the psalmist. This kind of worship comes from those who wholeheartedly accept who God is and has welcomed the Lord's presence in their lives and journey through life with God. See, God is worthy of this kind of shout for joy worship. And the psalmist sings about the why this is true in the remaining verses. The psalmist pleads with everyone, "Know that the Lord is God." This may seem like a simple statement, but it is a clarifying word that we all need to embrace. You see, we shout for joy knowing with our heart that God is the one true God. In a world that worships many gods and idols with the hopes of getting something they want from a god, we are faced with the temptation to worship these things which truly have nothing to offer. These other things are just distractions from the one true God. You see, accepting that there is one God brings me first peace, and then joy, knowing I don't have to look to anything or anyone else to offer my worship. But if I find myself worshiping anything else, including myself or other people, success, power, organizations, etc., then I know I have gone astray. See, there is no other God. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is all in all. Shout for joy, saying with me, say it's on the screen, "The Lord is my all in all." There's going to be more of that, so get ready. What do we base this truth on? Well, I'm glad you asked. As the psalmist assured us, it is He who made us. And we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Now, these words capture three distinct roles our triune God holds, which encompasses all of life. With God as our center, all that God has to offer is ours. See, we can shout for joy with gratitude in our hearts as we proclaim God is our Creator, our Redeemer, and Sustainer. So first, God the Creator. See, our Creator gave us a physical body, an intricately designed and breathed the breath of life into our bodies. Each breath we take is the breath of God. Our Creator made the earth and all that exists and its atmosphere, providing the perfect habitat for us and all the creatures. Our Creator made all things beautiful for us to experience with all our senses. Think just for a moment about all that we can enjoy. The sights of which some are just indescribable. Innumerable and diverse flavors, the sounds of nature, of voices and music that we hear, the wonder of the textures that we touch and the vast aromas that are available. All things that are like these we experience. It finds its way to our hearts because our minds are processing it all. Are we not rejoicing to be alive? Direct this joy to the Lord, our Creator, shouting with me, Lord, you gave me life. Second, God the Redeemer. Ever since we left the Garden of Eden by choosing ourselves over God, God has been pursuing us, even you and me. Redemption is the act of saving us by restoring us to what was intended in creation, a life at peace with God. Ultimately, to reconcile all humanity with God, Jesus Christ was sent to redeem us through His sacrifice, to give us new life in full communion with God by faith through grace, now and forever. Friends, we have life with God, our Redeemer. This is not a small thing or something we should take for granted. It is not something that we can do for ourselves. Redemption is the Lord's to give. However, in receiving what the Lord gives, we can rejoice. But we don't have to wonder if God is with us or not. In Christ, God is always with us. We belong to the Lord. Our longing for belonging is fulfilled. We are children of God. We are redeemed. So shout for joy to the Lord. Go ahead, let's shout out loud. Lord, you are my Redeemer. Third, God the Sustainer. When the psalmist says, we are the sheep of His pasture, they are saying, God is our good shepherd who sustains us in all ways that we as people need sustaining. You see, God provided all the means we need in abundance. Even if in our selfishness, we have caused many to not have enough. You see, there is more than enough for us to eat and drink. There are plenty of clothes to wear and places of shelter. But any shortage, well, we are to blame. Our Sustainer, God the Holy Spirit, guides us, comforts us, gives us strength and courage, transforms our minds and hearts, calls us to serve one another, and empowers us to be God's witnesses. Whether we experiencing prosperity or poverty, success or failure, jubilation or tribulation, ease or struggle, the Lord is with us, holding us together and walking with us one step at a time. Well, we don't have to look to our left and look to our right and wonder if we are alone. All we need to do is to turn, and the Lord is there. We're invited to stay there, not turn away. The Lord will sustain us. This is worthy of celebration. Shout for joy to the Lord and shout it with me. Lord, you are my shepherd. The reality is life is hard. And so many things can happen which cause us to experience pain and grief and struggle and illness and despair and the like. What we need to realize is those things are not from God. The psalmist reminds us of who God is beyond the roles that we just talked about that the Lord has in our life. Singing, "For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Human character is always questionable. However, God's character is unchanging. We can shout for joy. God is always good, steadfast in love, and eternally trustworthy. Anything that is good comes from God. There are evil forces in the world that work against the Lord's goodness and do all that is in their power to convince us God is against us, not for us. We can't allow evil to turn us away from the Lord. Don't listen to the lies. Overcome the temptation with shouts of joy, demanding, you can say it with me, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Friends, we only know love because God first loved us into being. Creation is an extension of the bond of love that exists within the Trinity. Divine love holds everything together. Now, in the United Methodist Church, we talk extensively about God's steadfast love, which we experience through God's amazing grace or unmerited love for us. John Wesley constantly spoke of different kinds of grace, including God's prevenient, justifying, sustaining, and perfecting grace. Sanctifying and perfecting grace. You see, it's a way of describing how God's love has always been with us, even before we knew about it, is with us in our salvation, is with us in our becoming like Christ, and will always be with us in the days of glory. There's no greater love. For this, we can shout for joy from our own experience. Say with me, Lord, You love is amazing. Finally, our faith is a covenant response with God who is forever faithful. God never turned away from us, even when we turned away. We can place our trust in the Lord, who fulfills promises of eternal consequences. The Lord has promised forgiveness, reconciliation, restoration, and life everlasting with God. In the risen Christ, this is fulfilled. God's promises are fulfilled. Let's shout for joy once again. Lord, You are trustworthy. So friends, the risen Lord rejoices with us as we celebrate our with God life. We have reason to shout for joy to the Lord, expressing our gladness, our gratitude, and giving all glory to God. For we realize the joy we experience comes from the Lord our God, who is the one true God, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sustainer, who is always good, steadfast in love, and eternally trustworthy. So let's not settle for a faith based on knowledge and obedience alone. But shout for joy from the depth of our hearts with the psalmist as we celebrate the wonder of a life with God, now and forever. Amen. And now I would like to invite Carla. And Will and Sierra, come forward. These are our graduates, Les, Carla, and me. We are here to celebrate them as the body of Christ. And as Will already shared with us, we might make him share once more time because he's only going to be asked another 354 times.
Well, now we're going to shout for joy for our graduates this morning. We have two that we are celebrating. Sierra Horney is graduating from Mount Union University, and Will Mossing is graduating from Cedarville High School. And at this time, I'm going to let them tell a little bit about their next adventure in life.
So I graduated back in December, and I will be moving here next week to the University of St. Augustine down in Florida to start studying for my doctorate of physical therapy. And I also would like to thank the church for continuing to support me throughout my education.
Next year, I'm going to Wittenberg University. I'm going to be majoring in sports media, and along with that, I'm also going to be playing football.
All right. Now, because you guys like so many questions, do we want to take questions from the audience? No, we do have a gift for them. From the church to let them know that we care for them and give them a little something to help continue to have faith in your life and to be balancing you in all the things that you're moving into. Life is challenging, and it is one that is also joyful, as we just talked about today. So always keep in mind as you're going through all these different things that make you anxious and a little bit not knowing what's happening, new environments, all those good things. They are good things. It gives you an opportunity to meet people, grow, and also to lean on God. Say, Lord, I need you today. And say that every day as you wake up. If you would mind, if you can put your hands out toward them, we're going to have a blessing for them today. All right. Here we go. Amazing God, we just ask that you would pour out your spirit upon these two people. Sierra and Will are giving their lives to you in a different way. They're graduating from one part of their life and graduating into another. Lord, we just ask you to give them strength, give them courage, give them wisdom, but most of all, give them your love so they truly can feel encompassed as they go off to places where they may not have that fullness of support that they have been used to. May they understand that you are the source of that energy, strength, and courage within them. The church and all of their families and friends will always be there and in order to support them, but God is with you right by your side. Now go in peace with him, knowing that you have all of this at your disposal to lean on. Amen. Thank you, guys, for all you've been a part of our church life, and we expect it to continue. So thank you. Thanks, Carla. Micah.
Please stand as you are able for our closing hymn, Send Forth by God's Blessing, number 664 in your hymnals.
Thank you.
out that you've had practice shouting for joy today with me. Continue to do that. Remind yourself each and every day what we have in Christ, that we are truly able to celebrate each and every day. Go in peace, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.